Good News Ministries of GNM.org. It's the Catholic place for growing your faith. Good News Ministries will provide you with faith-building reflections, virtual retreats, prayer resources, and lots more. All of it is free. Visit GNM.org today. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Philip.
Ricardo.
So the reason why I start not saying good morning is because the other day I was listening to our podcast and I said, good morning, it's 7 p.m. Come on, guys. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Welcome back, by the way.
Thank you.
You're in a good mood. You're just back from Bolivia when we're sitting down to record this.
We had a two-week trip. My parish, for the last 3 years, Sacred Heart in Racine, has financed the building of three different chapels, two in the Dominican Republic and this year in Bolivia. We had 2 weeks. The first week was visiting projects of my community, the Community of St. Paul in Bolivia, and attend the inauguration of this chapel-community center. And the second week was more touristic. You know, I take pictures, I do photography. No, I'm not very good at it, but even if you are the worst photographer ever, we went to some places that the pictures are fantastic, wonderful. We were to Salt Flats in Uyuni, it's the southern part of the country, and then to famous Lake Titicaca, one of these lakes we've heard about since we are children.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know where it was. It sits between Peru and Bolivia. So the second part was more touristic, but very adventurous in the desert and with other people. It was very interesting. Some parishioners came, and my sister and my nephew came from Spain. So one day we rode 4 hours to get to the chapel and through the Andes. It's a fascinating experience. Exhausted, but wonderful.
Okay.
My group was very good. They were fantastic, yeah.
Good. So what's coming up is the 27th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and I'm going to read the Gospel from Luke. What part of Luke?
We are reading chapter 17, verses 5 to 10.
The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your servant, who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here immediately and take your place at table'? Would he not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat, put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink? You may eat and drink when I am finished.' Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do.'"
I think I see two parts in today's gospel. The first one is very clear. The apostles are approaching Jesus and they're asking him for faith. Give us faith. And Jesus is telling them, it's not that I should increase your faith, it's that you don't have faith at all, which is a very interesting way to answer. And then the second part of the gospel, I always take it like how many people we have in our parishes, in our schools, that they may think that they're doing you a favor by being there. And sometimes you just need to remind people that this is for you, not the other way around. We do need people, but at the same time, you know.
We chatted about that. I think it's important for both of us have been in this situation. I think for a good pastor, a good leader, a good administrator, sometimes to remind someone, maybe this isn't the right place for you, you know, in rare circumstances where they've created perhaps the circumstance, but perhaps this is not the place for you. So Jesus is saying that here to the apostles, in a sense. This is, frankly, a very difficult text. this really is, it's deflating. It's you've got to look at it in the context of Luke's gospel. Better news comes. A healing is going to come in a couple of weeks. But, you know, this really can be very deflating. The original language here, if you look at when the Lord says, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, he's very clearly telling the apostles, if you had it, you don't have it.
If you had it,
this is not a theoretical issue. He's saying, if you had, you apostles had the faith of a mustard seed.
But then if the story then illustrates that point, I find a connection with one of the things I struggle a lot with my parish staff, and I know it's difficult, but the mentality that we are serving our parishioners as if they were clients of a gym. And we are a faith community, so mm-hmm. we are not there to make them happy. We are there to save them, to make them disciples of Jesus. And there is a whole mentality here. What do you expect? You've done what you were supposed to do. You've helped your parish to organize something. Now what do you want? A plaque? You want a gift card? What do you want now? You are doing what you are supposed to do.
Jesus is very clearly speaking here. He could not be more clear in saying, by the way, you know, you may do things, but that's the minimum. Like there are minimum expectations of discipleship. And what you're describing, by the way, there's been a lot written about this, in fact, a consumer approach to religion. Mm-hmm. That's a Western phenomenon, that we approach religion like we're shopping, like we do that. And that's where we can kind of make these choices. And not good or bad. I think in generally that's negative and is detrimental to a relationship with Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. But a consumer approach to religion, yeah, it goes back to what we've said.
And as pastors, we find ourselves in this tension that, yes, we want to keep people. Yes, we have to assure the finances of a parish. But when people come with that mentality, so I'm contributing. So recently I had an episode of that. Somebody wanted to use a church facility for something that we don't use them. And he reminded us that he paid for it. And that's it. You know, I didn't engage the discussion because I knew I would probably lose it. So I decided not to intervene in that situation. Which brings us to another issue. How many things we do in parishes that are not the service that this gospel seems to speak about. And we engage ourselves in so many other activities they look fine, they look good, but they really are not.
I agree with you, but then I'd look outside as well and to say, yes, Jesus is calling all to discipleship, but he's also asking for something. And there are so many who are connected to our faith communities, who are outside, who kind of make these major demands of God, mm-hmm. are upset when things don't seem to go their way, but have not lived out the very basic elementary demands of any kind of morality, basic elementary demands of any kind of relationship. Mm-hmm. I've never darkened the door of a church for a long time. And okay, you know, we're all over the place. We meet people where they're at. But I think it's Jesus is saying there are some minimums here. And he's even telling these apostles here, by the way, you're going to do some of these things here, and that's just that. That's the minimum. And that's where this can sound a little deflating, I think, and difficult, but sometimes that's part of discipleship. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the way it is.
I cannot even pronounce well the last sentence of the gospel. Could you read it again?
We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do.
Many times I don't engage in this. Because this could sound like cultural wars, but you if you follow Instagram profiles or you see, it's very much in fashion, you serve yourself first and you have to love yourself first and all this new age stuff. It is part of spiritual maturity to say, I'm nothing.
Right.
I'm not that as great as I thought I was. And maybe that's when Jesus can start doing something with us.
You're exactly right. I agree with you 100%. Yeah.
but even society pushes you. So I remember one conversation I had with a guy who said, Father, you always seem to be so sure. I said, I have to convey sureness once I've made a decision because I have to make it work, not because I'm sure. I'm not sure about many things. I'm an unprofitable servant. I'm nothing. But sometimes because the world pushes you to appear stronger than we probably are, and I suppose many people find themselves in that situation. I believe there is a time in your spiritual life where the mask in your face comes down. You look at the person in the mirror, you say, this is who I am, with all my shortcomings, with some gifts. God, help me. Tell me what you want me to do.
Yeah, you're right. I just agree 100%. I can't add more to that.
I brought you to total quietness.
That's right.
I think we have enough for this gospel. What do you think?
I think so. This is it's a good gospel. Like I say, you've got to approach it with that reality as you come to Mass this Sunday with, yes, it is difficult. And that's part of the task of discipleship. We need to hear these. It's not sort of the quote unquote popular ones like love your enemies, but this too, to say there are some minimum demands here. And he's kind of, Jesus is struggling here with his disciples and struggles with us at times mm-hmm. as well.
I love this last sentence in the gospel. I think that's a spiritual moment that we need to aspire to, the point where it's not anymore about you. And I think I will reflect about that.
So come and hear this gospel proclaimed this weekend and pray on it. So look for Mass in your local community this coming Sunday and join a community for Mass.
See you next Wednesday, Philip.
I'll see you next week.
I'm Father Dwight Longenecker. I hope you've enjoyed listening to some of my podcasts here at Breadbox Media. But today I'm speaking to you about a different opportunity. In September 2020, I'll be leading a fantastic pilgrimage cruise from Rome to the Holy Land, and then on the way back, stopping at the cities of St. Paul, Ephesus, Athens, Corinth, and more. While we're at sea, I'll be lecturing on the Gospels, history or mystery. When we're on land, I'll invite you to join me as we visit all of the holy sites, celebrating Mass, worshiping together, and having a wonderful time of fellowship. If you'd like to know more about this pilgrimage cruise, go to my website, dwightlongenecker.com, go to the right sidebar, and you'll see a picture there which invites you to get more information. Go to my website, dwightlongenecker.com, right sidebar, click on the picture of the cruise ship, and you'll get all the information you need. Alternatively, you can call the company that's organizing the tour at 800-247-0017, 800-247-0017. Ask for Father Longenecker's Cruise to the Holy Land. Thanks for listening.
Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.